Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks for coming on the show, man. I appreciate you, man.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yeah. So, I'm not keeping on, Mike, but I want how do you feel about the new season, man? What can we expect, man, from you personally, man, and the team?
Man, I'm expecting big things. You know, we got a real young team, but got a lot of great guys on defense, and we're gonna be all right this year. You know, had a lot of changes in the roster this off season and starting this year off, but I think we're gonna be all right. I'm excited, looking forward to it.
I'm hoping you guys be in the Super Bowl this year, man. I think you guys have ever been, right?
Man, I think we've been. We haven't been since I've been here. But we definitely, this will be my third year. Definitely want to get back to the playoffs and make a run, and I think, you know, we can do that. You know, first-year quarterback, but we believe in him, and we, you know, we're ready to just go out there and make it a team effort.
I'm gonna be watching more this year, man, so I'm going to be definitely, you know, supporting the team and everything, man. I know you guys got a lot of new people there, man. Do you plan to be role models for those new teammates that you got this year?
Of course, you know, the younger guys come in, try to show them the ropes and look out for them. We didn't have any new D linemen this year. We don't have any rookie D linemen. Even though we are a young group, everybody that's on the D line was with us last year. But with us being young and being veteran, you know, that's a rare combination. So it should work to our advantage.
Prior to football season, man, what were you doing? Were you on vacation or anything, man? How was the summer, man? How did you enjoy your summer, man?
Man, I had a great time. I miss football like crazy, though. You don't realize how much you love something until it's taken away from you. You know, it really gave me an opportunity just to reflect on how much I love the game. But in my free time, I did go back to school this spring. Went back to school at Georgia Tech. Not completed my degree yet, so I went back to work and try to get closer to finishing that. And I'm going to continue to do that each and every off season until I'm done, because that's very important to me, finishing that college degree. It's just being an accomplishment that nobody can ever take away from me.
That's right. That's right. Mike, man, for those who want to play football someday, man, what advice would you give to them, man?
Number one, telling the kids, it's not about where you come from, how you start, none of that. It's all about what you put into it each and every day, and that's in every aspect of your life. Do your best in school, number one, because you can't get into college if you don't have good grades. That's half the battle right there, is just being eligible to go to school. So make sure you pay attention in school and try to do your best. And when you get out there on that field, whether it's, you know, outside or you're in the weight room, whatever, never be satisfied. I always want to, you know, be better than you were the day before. I always want to try to outwork the person beside you. And eventually you'll look back and you say, wow, look how far I've come. And you'll find yourself on somebody's football team. I know that's how it happened for me. You know, I'm from a small town, Selma, Alabama.
Right.
I used to have a mother. Mom, how they going to find me down here? And my mom said, baby, you good, they going to find you. But I was able to be good because I worked my tail off in the classroom, which allowed me extra time after school to go and work on, you know, sports. And that's basically how I did. You know, I was a very inquisitive child. I asked a lot of questions to my teachers in school growing up. And anytime I talk to kids, I try to tell them to do that. I always ask questions. No such thing as a dumb question. Never be afraid to try to gain knowledge and understanding. So, you know, that's once again, that's something that can never be taken away from you. And when you do that, when you get the role and get the confidence in class and stuff, everything else will fall into place. And
right.
It just frees you up to be, you know, that much better.
Right. Mike, if you could, man, let us know what's going on with your foundation, man. What do you got coming up for with the foundation?
Man, MJ93 Fund. We got our hands in some of everything, but we just finished up this summer. We had second annual football camp down in my hometown, Selma, Alabama. You know, I had close to 150 kids out for that. That was a great time. And we got coming up next week. It'll be an open house. We're partners with the Gen 1 program at the University of Cincinnati. It's very, very important to me because what the Gen 1 program is a house, a home for incoming freshmen. It provides a home environment. 25 freshmen, you have a house mom, and it provides that environment for first-generation college students. So it gives that transition from high school, you know, and it's for inner-city kids that, you know, coming out of rough environments, and it's just giving them opportunity to break that cycle, you know, and get them started off in college on the right foot. And the MJ93 Fund is sponsoring a bid for one incoming freshman this year in the house. And I think it's a great cause, man, because, you know, once again, you're breaking that cycle, and you're giving a kid an opportunity to start a new cycle, to where, you know, going to college right now may seem like it's a big accomplishment, but later on in life, for that child's family, for their kids, Nick, that'll be the norm. So you're developing that new cycle for them, and it's important to me, and it's fun to be a part of that. I'm blessed that I come from a family, you know, both my parents went to college, and for someone who doesn't have that, you know, they can be kind of lost. I went through it as a freshman. You know, that's one of your tough years in college, and they tell you that, you know, you can get through your freshman year, you can do anything, but that's basically what Gen 1 House is. Gives freshmen the opportunity to have a home environment, to have that support system, a supporting cast of people around them, getting them transitioned, getting them adjusted, books, tuition, all those things covered, and they don't have to worry about any of that. And when I first got up here and I heard about that, I immediately, you know, wanted to be a part of that. And that's one of the next big things we're working with right now. In my hometown, though, we just finished, Selma High, that's like the main high school in my area, their dance team to a dance camp. And we also were able to purchase uniforms for Kingston Elementary School, the elementary school at home. Right. And, we kind of dibbling and dabbling in little things here and there, but basically the main goal is to give inner city and rural area kids opportunities that they would not normally have. And, you know, just to aid in their advancement, you know, in any way that we can. And we take requests and stuff on our website and all that too. And we go about things like that. And it's just been a lot of fun. And I'm glad I'm in an opportunity. I'm in a place and had an opportunity that I can reach out and help other people like that.
Right. Well, Mike, we appreciate you, man, for doing that, man. Taking time out to help others, man, especially children, man. So we salute you for that, man. Mike, if you could, man, give out the website to your foundation for those who want to find out more information about your foundation. What is the website? Let my listeners know what is the website.
You can go to michaeljohnson93.com, and if you have any questions about, because, you know, we do speaking events and stuff as well, you can contact my publicist, Trey Davenport, and that's at treydaypr@gmail.com. That's treydaypr@gmail.com. And, and also michaeljohnson93.com. Those are the two ways that you can check us out a little bit. Also, you can go on the Cincinnati Bengals website and read up on it and see how I'm doing on the field. I'm looking forward to making headlines this year. And, and our team, and just being a success on and off the field. So it'll be an exciting year.
All right, we're not going to keep you longer, man. I appreciate you so much, man, for taking time out to be on the show, man. Give me shout-outs, man. You want to give me shout-outs and acknowledgments?
I just want to give a shout-out to all Cincinnati Bengals fans out there. Staying strong, keep believing. This our year. It's going to be great. Hooday Nation. So there it is. And thank y'all for having me.
Thank you, too, Mike. Don't let this be your last visit, man. Come back by any time, man.
Yes, sir.
All right, man. All right. Be blessed.
Bye. You too. Bye.